All right, Sarah, so you were really focusing on some of the forage research that South Dakota State University Extension has been doing over the past year. And so really, can you pick out some of the highlights from the research trials that you were able to conduct this past year in 2019?
Sure. I work with the Southeast Research Farm that does a lot of forage trials, and we've been focusing on alfalfa variety trials for the last few years. We ran a variety trial, and we're going to start a new one this year. I think alfalfa is a really underlooked part of South Dakota cropping systems, for lack of better words. And so trying to raise awareness that we are an important alfalfa producer as far as nationwide goes in our ranking, and that it's a really important crop that I think is just overlooked. So we do a lot of work with alfalfa variety trials. And we've also done some work with warm and cool season forages. So looking at not only what we think of traditionally as cover crops, but also including rye and maybe some other small grains that can be used as forage. So we've done some work on that. And we also have really focused on rye this last year. The Southeast Farm did some great work on forage rye and rye as grain, as that becomes more and more popular with a lot of producers. Otherwise, I'm doing a little bit of work on alfalfa winter kill. That has been a big topic the last couple years as it's become a bit of an issue for folks. So that work is to come. The data's not out yet. This was our test winter. And, you know, there's just a lot of other things going on, but those are the highlights, really, of the forage work that's going on. A lot of it in the Southeast, but we hope to expand it someday.
Mm-hmm. And so, Sarah, just given the conditions that producers dealt with in the past really couple years in South Dakota, what are maybe some of the positives we've seen on the forage side of things, but also maybe some of the things that we can improve or that just were really not ideal?
Mm-hmm. I think on the plus side, with some of our difficult issues last year especially, producers have become more willing and interested in trying new things, trying annual forages, trying cover crops as a forage specifically. And on one hand, of course, it's not good that it was a difficult year and we had to do that. But on the other, it got people interested in thinking about some of these dual-purpose crops. And at a time when our row crop markets aren't necessarily what people are wanting to see, it may be a good option for them and a good way in direction to go in the future. So there's been a lot of positivity with that. And we've also found with some of our trials, you know, some top yielding alfalfa lines and some open pollinated rye lines and hybrid rye lines that have done well as well. So we've got some good data for growers to pick from, you know, as well as the opportunity to kind of get more interested in forages as well.
And so, of course, on the radio waves, we only have a limited amount of time to talk about all this. So if people want to find out more, where can they find this information? Of course, the best thing to do is contact their local expert as well.
Right. If you're interested in more forage information, most of this work has been done at the Southeast Research Farm or on cooperator farms, and all of that info is in the research report from 2019. There's also information in the 2018 report as well. Those are the last couple years have been big for forages. So you can check those out. They are on the Open Prairie website, but if you go to our extension.scstate.edu site, you can find links to it there, or give me a call at the Mitchell Regional Center. I'm happy to help explain data.
Mm-hmm.